Reed stared down at the 20-foot python. Its body was so swollen and distended, you could just about make out the figure of a human form inside.
"It's double the size,"
the gator hunter, a beefy man who'd introduced himself as Selwyn Price, waved his single-shot bolt-action rifle in the air. "As soon as I saw him, I knew there was a body inside. Could be a hog or a boar, but my money's on a human being." He pronounced it like bean. The snake lay on the dry ground beside the waterway, its skin glistening in the harsh midday sun, stretched to breaking point around whatever it had eaten. It had died of natural causes, most likely an acute case of indigestion.
"We thought we'd better get you down here before we cut it open,"
Officer Dwayne Griffith said, sweating in his new Sweetwater PD uniform.
"Just in case."
Beatrice, his wife, had helped Reed out of a sticky spot a few months back, so when her husband had approached him for a transfer, he couldn't say no. As soon as he met the tough old beat cop, however, he'd known it was a good decision. Sweetwater was on the up, thanks to their successes over the last year, and they were recruiting. Reed was slowly building a team he could rely on, losing the old legacy of laziness and corruption that had turned them into a backwater laughingstock. Dwayne Griffiths was in his mid-50s, experienced and tough as nails. There wasn't much he hadn't seen in his time, and he knew the streets of Miami like the back of his hand, a valuable asset to any department.
"Okay, let's do it."
Reed nodded to the gator man, who put down his rifle and picked up a lethal, foot-long hunting knife.
"If it's human, I'm calling forensics, and we'll need to get this reptile to the morgue."
Selwyn inserted the knife a foot below the head, where the bulge started, and sliced downwards along the snake's belly, careful not to nick whatever or whomever was inside.
"Easy." Reed stood on the other side, his eyes fixed on the reptile.
"I knew it!"
The gator hunter straightened up.
"That's human legs in there."
A putrid stench oozed out of the snake carcass, and they all took a step backward.
"Yeah, that's a body, all right,"
Reed agreed grimly. Two partially decomposed feet with narrow ankles covered in a slimy substance were clearly visible.
"Holy Mary," murmured Dwayne.
"Get on the phone," ordered Reed. "Call the local CSI unit and get them out here." The beat cop gave a shocked nod and turned away to make the call. Reed bet that in all his years on the force, he'd never seen anything like this. The glades were as dangerous as the streets of Miami, but the predators weren't always human.
"ETA 40 minutes,
he told Reed, pocketing his phone. In reality, it could be longer. The dirt road into the glades was narrow and dusty, and they were pretty far in. The swamp stretched for miles around them in all directions, the surface of the water hidden by an endless sea of sawgrass and cattails. Above them, the careless blue sky seemed inordinately high up, while the white-hot sun beat down, relentless in its intensity. It was Miami's dry season, and they hadn't had rain in weeks. After the notorious heat wave last summer, which had resulted in monstrous thunderstorms and a mini deluge, come October it had dried up, and now they were entering a brand new year under drought conditions. The vegetation was dry and brittle, and the environmental services were talking about organizing a controlled burn ahead of schedule to prevent wildfires.
"Okay,"
Reed swiped at his brow.
"Officer Griffith, I'm putting you in charge. Make sure whoever is in there gets to the morgue safely."
"You don't want me to slice her open all the way?"
the gator hunter asked hopefully.
"No,"
Reed turned to him. "I want to preserve him or her as much as possible." No doubt Price would be telling his buddies at the swamp bar how he'd cut open a 20-foot reptile to reveal a human body. It was a once-in-a-lifetime story.
"You don't expect foul play, do you, boss?"
Griffith loosened his collar, his dark skin glistening with perspiration.
"I don't know," Reed replied. "But until I do, I'd rather be cautious. At the very least, we need to know how he or she died.